Before we start for the day, let me give you an insight that will set the ground for you. You see, most often, some of the biggest transformation, biggest change, biggest leap happen in a moment. In a moment of clarity. Sometimes one has to work many years to come to that moment, but the awakening is always in a moment. So like when we get together, we work towards making this meeting that moment, if it happens. For many years, one can move around blind, not knowing. It just takes an instant to know. It is almost like you walk in a very dark night, not knowing which direction you are going. And suddenly there is thunder, lightning. Just one moment of clarity, you get your bearing. What has to be understood is most move around very unconsciously, not knowing at all. And we have moved around not knowing for so long, it has become a norm. And the bigger hurdle is to confess, I don't know, has become another bigger burden. So almost everybody begins the movement in falsely pretending to know something which they don't most often. So you can see how the problem compounds. Unbelievably it compounds. So the darkness perpetuates. You must look around. We must look around at life deeply. We must look at everybody that we meet, everything. There is a saying, Osho said, I like to quote, if you don't learn from another, you will never learn from yourself. I kind of like it. If we don't learn from what we see around us, we are never going to learn. And when we observe deeply, most often it is a movement of deep unconsciousness, deep level of meaninglessness. If at all the need to survive is not present in us, many would have given up long time ago. You must understand, the biology is created, infused with the need to survive automatically. That is why when you drown, or you are drowning, you struggle. Beyond you, you struggle. So, what I want to put across is to be so open, to be so available, that the sudden strike of lightning can shed some light. And sometime that one clarity changes everything. If you watch history, one moment of clarity has changed history. Whether it's medicine, technology, just one moment of clarity has revolutionized humanity. So for ourselves, we must make that very deeply available. But you must observe this too. Most move blocked. Most move without giving the lightning a chance. First, for the lightning to happen is rare. And it is even more rare them allowing it to give sight. Thus one gets caught in repeating a cycle, a wheel. They go on repeating the cycle. They go on getting caught in the same pattern. You watch it. If you know 100 people in your life, I don't know how many has changed. How many has transformed? How many has risen to a state which is flowering? At most we see is decay. Yes, there is a certain percentage, a very small percentage that seem to be flowering. But the masses That is a whole different question. So I want you to today prepare, maybe the next 3 days, prepare the energy, maybe. If I pay attention enough, maybe. There may be a spark for myself, to be clear. And that clarity will change everything. Let me just go on setting the stage. We also must recognize there is a deep internal resistance. Deep, deep, ingrained resistance. I don't want to change. When I have that deep resistance inside of me that I don't want to change, no spark can set me free. I'm presenting to you the situation that we are exposed to, that we must become aware. Because I would like to explore with you the next 3 days the essential understandings, the key understandings that I must carry. But we work on this for now. Am I in a space that I allow some lightning to spark, to clear my path in this dark night? Do I? Am I seeking it? You see, when a scientist is researching, trying to find something, he's looking for it. He's looking for that spark. He's looking for that moment of gap. He's looking for something to break through. And then he has the sight, I got it. But in average, most don't even look for it. The situations of their life is nothing but taken upon as something that has been imposed onto them. You don't even struggle with it. You don't even look at it. So there's such a deep block within ourselves, within our brain, that which not allow us to open. Sometimes you come to it, and usually when you come to it, you come to it in deep negativity, some deep pain, deep suffering. You might open for a moment. But by right, that opening must be there for every moment, not just that moment. For this you must inquire, as you are, what are you doing and what are you proving in regards to you? Let's go into that question. As you are, what are you proving, doing in regards to you? You see, the word student means someone who's open to learning, isn't it? But he must know what is he studying. Is it, Fabian? There are many people who are running around wanting to be discovered. Like, how come people don't recognize I'm wonderful? That's one type of people. There's another one, doesn't even know there is anything to discover or anything to be found out. So almost everybody is running in one note. Others are running with assumption. Others are running with anger. Others are running to prove this world is bad. Have you seen most people who claim to be good have great argument why others are bad? I wonder. The people who claim to be good must know all that which is good, isn't it? They most often are expert in everybody else's corruption. The loving person should know what love is. Most often, they know all that which is hate. These are the distortions. So the moment to be open, one moment of clarity, one moment can set you free. One moment of breakthrough. But are we looking for it? In this, the question of our psychology, the way our psychology looks at life comes into play. Our psychology, the way we look at life comes into play. It appears we are loaded. It appears we do not give the room to learn, the room for something to impact us. We are not available for it. Because the learning can come through anywhere, anyhow. The learning can come in any form, at any moment, provided you are looking for it, provided you are open to it. This opening has to be attained. To be in a state of openness, to remain open, to be available. Then that magic can happen. Maybe you read a line in a book, maybe you hear something. Maybe you experienced something. Maybe you felt something. Anything can be the catalyst for that breakthrough, that magical spot. But you have to be in that space. It appears the people who flourish, who flower in this life, people who blossom, are the people who are open to realization. Today it is impossible. The next day it is something else. Something explodes. The doors open. Like most often, you have watched parents and people who are your role models live helplessly. You see, this is a learned ability. If you have had parents or teachers or friends who are living with that, you adapt that. But if you have lived with fatalistic people, you become fatalistic. You don't seek it. Like I'm saying, for every one of you, if that right spark hit, you are on. You are on your way. But the question I impose to you now, are you open to that spark? I want you to reflect, mirror yourself today. In what space do you exist and live by? Are you open? If you are open and you live by that way, that means any gesture, it can click. It's one of the exciting things about going fishing. Let me talk a little bit about fishing. When you're out there fishing, do you know, action can happen any moment, you know. The fish don't work by our clock system. And since they are Malaysian fish, it's up to their time. But the beautiful thing is you sit there and you're open for the moment of action. You don't know when. Sometimes you sit the whole night. 5:30 in the morning, something explodes and a big one jumps on, a marlin comes or something. But you have to remain open, available, waiting, surviving the frustration. And wait. Let me ask you, are you open to your flowering? Or have you condemned and you said done? Once you condemn, all you can do is manipulate. Escape. I ask you, before we begin, am I with a crowd that is open to this? Because if you have closed the door, no amount of lightning can help. Maybe if it strikes you, it might wake you up. But other than that, and consider this the first essential understanding. Consider this, the first essential understanding. Are you open? Are you available? Are you there? Are you waiting? You see, most often, you know what they have done? Or what has happened? From what I observe, they are not even in that zone. Like people who are looking for love, don't you know it can happen any moment? How many lifts you take every day? How many movies we have seen things happening in the lift? Are you open? You see, let me go into this a little. If you are not open, you are preaching. You are not open, you are proving. You are not open, you are violent. Because you are cornered. Then aggression is the only way. Thus people become so aggressive. Aggression has been modified and labeled in many names. I put this question. Are you available? For that spark that will be the answer for you. That answer that will elevate you. The answer that will deliver you to the next highest state you can be. You see, almost every invention, every breakthrough in this life was born out of somebody who's looking for it, isn't it? It takes a kind of psychology, a kind of brain. The first essential understanding is to be able to be in that state of brain, not even mind. That brain that is open. Any moment now, I will figure it out. Any moment that realization might come. Any moment. If you don't have it, then you have resigned to your fate. Then you are stuck forever. You follow? Like a lot of you are pursuing many things. First of all, you're not even aware what you're pursuing. Let's assume you're aware. let's assume, okay? Let's assume you're aware what you're pursuing. If you're pursuing it and you want to attain to it, that means you have not attained to it. If you have not attained to it, there's some spark is waiting. Something has to happen. Some breakthrough, some realization, some awakening. Outwardly, it can be some opportunity must happen. I ask you, are you open to it? You see, most people, Mickey, their life slowly gets choked, you know. The walls cave in. No way out. Slowly things start closing the doors. And then you say, it's impossible. Actually, the door started closing because you are not looking for the spark. And most often the spark will come. Very ordinary. Maybe the first guy who invented a wheel must have been simply sitting thinking how to move this and see a log roll down and say, that's an idea. Could have been as simple as that. Of course, Goodyear took it and made money out of it. again, breathe, guys. Breathe. Let me take you along this. This is the one of the essential understanding that I am available for the spark. Am I? I cannot deliver you. Nobody can. That spark can. That lining up something and you are free. You have broken through it. Now, ponder this. Let me put the question right. Ponder this. Do you live opening to that? Let's say you are suffering in relationship or suffering in something. Are you looking? What is it? About me or about the other or what I need to understand? What is it? What is it? And when that spark opens, you are free. You are not only freed from the misery, you are freed to rejoice and flower in it. I'm asking, in what psychology do you survive? I come here for the last 15, 20 years speaking. I think the only thing I do is hopefully somewhere may trigger a spark, may say a thing that will set you free. That will start the internal metamorphosis. The first essential understanding is to be in this space at all times. The word enlightenment is a very beautiful word for this reason. It reminds you, you are not yet. So once somebody asked me in Canada, why they call you enlightened? Because they don't know how to call you. They don't want to be so rude to call you unenlightened. So they call me enlightened. So everybody is comfortable. So you know you have to move somewhere. You understand? There's a journey. You have to go. Something has to happen. Something has to be realized. Something has to be attained. Something has to be awakened. But how do we exist at all times? I want you to question that. How do we exist? Like artists know, you know. Artists, songwriters, they wait for that moment of inspiration. That moment. Those people, writers wait the right moment and suddenly it comes. You know, you're waiting for it. But in general, it doesn't exist. There is a movement of decay. You are the same thing every day and you got no way out. How do you think you will be? You will implode, you will decay. The question, the first essential understanding, do I live in a way that I'm looking for that spark, for that light, for that solution? For that moment, you see, don't fall on the trap of many helpless people who everything is caving in. They will hold on to somebody. That's why the drowning man will hold on to anything. This is what happens to a lot of people. When they're drowning, they don't know where to go. They just hold on to anything.
Any stupid thing they will hold on. Any stupid person they will hold on. And then that's how slavery happens. But the person who knows, all I'm looking for is the spark. That breakthrough, that clarity, that awakening. I'm looking for that. He will never be enslaved.
You see, when the brain starts entertaining the idea of impossibility, all it can do is become aggressive and eventually self-destructive. Like if you run a business, after some time you don't know how. Let's say you lost everything and you think cannot be done. The next thing is going to go backward. And you're going to get frustrated and you're going to be destructive with it. And the whole thing becomes a burden. But if you're looking for that way, you're looking. And as you find the way, as you're looking, you're alive. When you find, you rejoice. I'm asking, do you have that psychology? The first essential understanding is to have that psychology. In everything that means something to you. Maybe be in this for a few minutes, then we will begin.